Indiana corn and soybean planting progress was pegged at 51% for both crops by USDA as of Monday. There are parts of the state well behind that pace and other areas well ahead, like West Central Indiana.
I would say as a whole, we are further along than I would say the other parts of Indiana.
That's Caitlin Blessing, sales agronomist with Channel Seed.
Here in Warren County, I would say we're about 80% done, maybe even 90% done with beans, and probably about 50 or 60% done on corn. So we are ahead of that average for the state. And if you go to the northeast corner, they're significantly lower than us. I was just talking to a teammate the other day that he said they're probably more so in that 20 to 30% range. So I think we've got a good start here in West Central Indiana.
When Hatt spoke with Blessing Wednesday morning, prospects were very good. There will be more progress on planting this week.
Absolutely. I think the next couple of days it'll just be full steam ahead. And heck, as we're on this call right now, I'm sitting in the cab of a pickup truck and helping put in a full product lineup at a plot today, just north of Williamsport at Peterson Seed, one of our channel dealers. So it's full steam ahead, and I think we're going to see a lot of progress happen this week.
Plenty of plants have emerged, and although the cool, wet season has caused concern about disease becoming prominent, Blessing says it hasn't materialized.
We've been keeping our eye out for some of our early diseases, some Fusarium and Pythium, and I'm happy to report, really, we have not seen diseases this year, and I know people were a little concerned there with the seed sitting in the ground for nearly a month in cold, wet soil. But as the temperatures are rising, the sun's been out, plants are coming up. And I just encourage you to go out yourself, take a look, maybe call your agronomist.
She says the extra eyes on your fields will help when it's time to evaluate and consider replant concerns. I'm Andy Eubank.